and whatever else. I don't. Man,
I just wish. I wish my wardrobe for the day could be just be a sock on my wiener.
I mean, it could be. I don't know if like the college would be okay with that.
You would think for the monolithic liberal creating machine that colleges are portrayed to be, I could in fact wear a sock on my wiener and just be fine. Sadly, no.
If it was school colors, I could see it working.
Woo pig suey. Welcome to Mr. Cack and Me. I'm Chris, and I'm joined by Ricky. You may remember Ricky as the very first guest. Also, you may remember Ricky as the Descent into Madness that started the Mr. Cack and Me show. It set a very weird bar for the show that we quickly scaled back on in following recordings.
I'm so happy that I have just been like called back so many times in all the other episodes, and they're like, "Yeah," and it's like the uncle that got super drunk at the barbecue and like fell and like pushed a kid. We don't talk about him.
Yeah, you were definitely the friend that, you know, basically pooped himself at the party, and you may defend it, you may embrace it. I don't know, but you may have pooped your pants at the party, Richard. But, okay, so, Bricky.
I listened to Reno talk in a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, no, the podcast started out in a very shameful way. It started in a very shameful way, and progressively I've gotten both cleaner and less poopy. But now, ever since the banana stuff, I've just... Man, my mind has just been so fixated on bananas being weird. And you, with your culinary background, I'm sure that there's other foods that you could throw out there that like, this food's also batshit insane. And we don't have to go down that rabbit hole, Ricky. I've already done it with other things. So if you have... You reached out to me. You wanted back on the gosh dang podcast. So what's on your mind, buddy?
Man, I've been listening, and I feel like I got the bad rap out of the questions. I got killing babies, and it spiraled down into a drunken rage about Tremors because I was whiskey bent and watching Tremors for like 7. But no, man, I just miss talking to you, and I like what you're doing with the show. I love how me, you, and Reno are just like the guys that are just trying to make it through life without crying every day.
I feel like me, you, and Reno, if we lined up next to each other, it's almost like a really sad looking at like the three bears from Goldilocks. It's like, this one's a little bit bigger. This one's medium sized big. This one's Reno. This one has hair. This one has a little bit less hair. This one's Reno.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, I took a picture one time, and immediately, at least 5 people texted me and said, "Wow, you look a lot like your dad." And I almost texted them back, "If you knew how hurtful what you just said was." Unfortunately, it was a picture with me standing next to my dad. But yeah, no, I've embraced the fact that I am slowly morphing into Rusty. I even laugh like him around my kids now too. I got his like little little like Scooby Doo husband and wife laugh going on.
I love it. Nice callback. I like that.
Thanks. See, no, I listened. I listened to our madness too, Ricky.
I know. We're getting there. No, I've officially hit like the Billy Garrett stage of life, I think. I looked in the mirror the other day before I was going to get a haircut. I looked in the mirror and I was like, what am I going to do? And like the entire sides of my head are just like, it's just all gray now. And I don't know if it's just stress or if it's just my dad creeping from the grave and being like, I got you, fucker.
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I wish my hair would go that route. I wish one day I just woke up looking like Bob Barker, John Daly, Billy Garrett from out of nowhere. Because that, because I'm gonna go bald, right? I'm going to ugly go into bald. But Billy, dude, I loved his hair. Just something about like just going like ghost white all of a sudden is just like I wish I had that in my 20s.
Well, I mean, like you look at it, like it's like a fad now. Like everybody wants to have like bleached white hair or like super white hair.
Anderson Cooper looking out there looking like a snack.
Yeah. I'm just going to be that way, like, naturally, and then everybody's going to think I have some disease or something. That's fine.
Hey, if it's on your side and you really want to be a nerd, you could be the whole Doctor Strange vibe thing going on. You're now Benedict Cumbersnatch or whatever his name is. Pumpernickel
Butterscotch. I guess I got to start wearing
a... You're going to be Pumpernickel Butterscotch, the famed British actor.
I'll just start wearing a cape around Portland. I mean, I'll fit in more, I guess, now. Shit.
I was about to say, for Halloween, you just put a blanket on you and be like, Dr. Strange. just stumble through life.
I don't know. He just, like, waved his arms around and stuff. It's fine.
Yeah, he doesn't physically do a whole lot. You just kind of have to sit there and be a smartass and have a cape. Which is what all wizards are in my mind.
I'm missing the facial hair, though.
We all are, man.
Some ballin'-ass facial hair.
We all are. I've got...
You got a nice little stuff coming in.
Got some mange. I've got some mange.
That's what, like, Reno's head looks like, though. It's just, like, some here and then...
Reno wishes his head looked like my facial mange, man. Oh, he's going to be so sad if he actually knew how to listen to podcasts. Like, he'd be... every time I think of Reno and making fun of Reno, I'm just like that meme of... Oh gosh, from King of the Hill, where Bobby Hill's like holding up the sign to the classroom, and the principal walks up and be like, "If those kids could read, they'd be so angry."
Could read. I just want a picture of a hot dog.
I don't want a gosh dang JPEG. I just want a picture of a hot dog. Hot dog. Hey, speaking of crap on TikTok. Listen, I don't mean to put you under the bus yet again with another weird question, but let me preface this by saying that for my cultured audience out there, I'm only going to say this word once, and then I'll use colorful other descriptions for it following that. But there is a TikTok that's going around that makes me laugh, that has like the recording of someone saying, you know, studies find that if you masturbate 2 times a week, your life expectancy is 20% higher. And then it's always followed up with some guy doing the, "Let's go, or I'm going to be a god." So I guess my question to you is, do you believe that, I guess, turning your own gears 2 times a week is going to help raise your life expectancy? Do you think that juicing your own fruit 2 times a week like helps offset maybe some other things? Like, is it a game of... It's like a stat game. Like, all right, so I'm drinking way too much caffeine, so that lowers my life expectancy. But I'm also, you know, greasing my wheels 2 times a week, maybe 4 times a week. And like, is it counterbalancing? If I smoke one cigarette, how many times do I got to bop the bologna to feel like I'll live as long as what I was doing before the cigarette?
I mean, if you think about it, like,
I want to get into the math of it.
You're ridding your body of things. You're burning some calories. You're getting your heart rate up. Like, maybe it is. Maybe it's like for every cigarette, you like spank the monkey like 2x.
That's fair. Listen,
I can get down with that math.
If we can somehow figure out the crankshafting paradox, or like the mathematical equation for how many times you kind of have to slap the monkey around for you to like help even out bad vices in your life, we could probably create the new diet fad, and it's just like baiting your way to abs or something, like baiting your way to bodybuilding.
That would be the single most terrifying late night infomercial of all time. Because I just feel like they would get like a burnout actress and actor. It was like, "Hey, remember me? I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. Remember me from such movies as Young Guns and Bats? I'm here to tell you that I didn't get these rock hard abs by just working out." And then he just goes into this like thing, and then like, "Oh, but wait," and then like, I don't know, insert obscure female actress.
Well, so if it's Lou Diamond Phillips, you know he's going to be like, and you know, diamonds can't be formed without a little pressure. And it's just, yeah, let's do it, man. I'm going to make a TikTok. I'm going to make me a TikTok. Let me get out the old scrapbook. Because that's how the kids are doing it, right? They're like plotting out a script in their mind. But unless there's an audience out there for, I say dad bod, but that's really just my dad. So I don't know if dad bod is equating to like fat sack of shit, like what it would have been in the 90s. But I'm kind of furry and I got, you know, I'm not obese, but I am thick in the middle. And I got Hank Hill butt, and I know I've talked about this before with someone else. Maybe it wasn't you. I feel like it probably was you, if anyone. But, like,
I'm pretty positive it was me.
Like, I don't know. Maybe I could be, like, an otter or a bear. There's got to be a market for me out there. I will say this. Anyone that wants to see my feet, you are in for a rude awakening. They're not bad, but they're just not good. They're just not good.
Yeah.
You're not
going to be a little hobbit.
You're not gonna cause any friction in your palm looking at these feet is what I'm trying to say.
No abs for them.
No abs, yeah. this is low carb. Yeah. All right. Well, anything else that I could just derailing? TikTok, man, are you so?
Oh.
I both hate and love TikTok. I'm actually on TikTok way more than I care to admit. But is it weird that like TikTok is basically. It's like Facebook and Twitter, but with videos, right? That's what it's turned into, because people go live on it. People make responses to other people. There are TikToks that are response talks to other ticks that have talked, and it's just like this big, like it's very obnoxiously social media now. Like people, like, so Vine was what I remember, and like I feel like people threw a Vine out there, and then they saw if people liked it, but if they didn't, they're just like, all right, well, screw it, I'll just make another one. TikTok, people make something and they'll make a million of them, but the first time someone says something bad or offensive about them, they like make a revenge talk, like, all right, I'm quoting this person, this son of a gun, and let's everyone, if you have them, you tell them they're a big ass bag, and like, and now here's my dance.
Yeah, I feel like everybody's doing the same thing. Everybody's dancing the same music.
Yeah.
I went to a wedding a couple weeks ago, and they played Fancy Life, and the country song, like the whipped cream and two straws, cherry, blah, 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 Bourbon Street Steak, shit. There was a mother and daughter who literally, like, stood in the middle of the dance floor and did the TikTok dance.
Yeah.
At the wedding. Like, so it's come full circle. Now it's real life. Like, now we're really doing these things. But what gets me is what you said, like, someone will comment, like, you should have wore a red shirt in this video, idiot. And then they'll, like, dig through millions of comments and find that one person and be like, guess what, Thumbmaster 4000? Fuck you. Fuck you, buddy. I'm like,
it's a good Canadian, good Canadian accent there. Hey, fuck you, buddy.
I fuck you, buddy.
I'm not your buddy, guy. Yeah, no, it's weird. It's weird how...
Buddy, pal.
It's weird how it's kind of like... I don't know. It's like some of the live stuff. I don't know if it's just like... The live stuff is supposed to be like this surreal medium. But like some of it's just like someone staring at the screen. And it's like, what? Is this entertainment? Like, what? Like do something.
I mean, I see it like if you're making a business out of it and you're making like an income, I guess, or whatever, another influencer, like Vines, like all those Vine kids, like ended up living together. And that's how like what the two brothers got famous.
Wow. Well, there's some,
the Paul brothers.
Yeah. There's some lady. Yeah. And then they went to YouTube and started making offensive stuff. And then they became super famous. There's this one lady on there. She's just like, hey, I went to school and got this degree in graphic design, and I'm redoing some of these companies. So her gimmick is like being like this low energy. She seems kind of like, oh, she's not really in it, and like all of her stuff is kind of sarcastic. And she's like, and here it is, and like the Detroit Lions printed shirts about her design, which was literally the word Detroit in all lowercase letters with bars representing lines because they are the Detroit Lions instead of Lions, and like that's what they I don't know, man. Somehow that's famous. Like, you know how much marketing she's getting? An actual NFL team is like posting her stuff and sharing her stuff and actually printed off shirts of her design. Like, she has to be making incredible bank. Companies on TikTok have changed their profile image to go with her parody image that she put up on her TikToks. And, like, she's probably making some fat endorsement deals.
Oh, absolutely.
That's just, it's so wild, man.
That has to be your, like, whole existence, though. Like, that's what, yeah. I have never been able to even figure out how to make that stuff. I put a couple pictures to a song and just to try to figure it out. And then once it was like transitions and all, no, I have no idea what you're doing.
Yeah. The transition stuff does scare me.
Like when we were kids, I understand when we were kids because we had a keyboard and a mouse and I knew how to steal pictures and videos and change the size of them and put them on my mice and do that kind of stuff. Like we were actually doing like borderline fucking coding. That's the funniest part. Now everyone's doing this shit on a phone and it's borderline like legit video editing.
I just like when TikTok was back in
But then you see a video of like a TikTok of someone making a TikTok.
Well, it's because everyone just like stops in the middle of real life and just starts recording themselves doing a dance and other people are like, ah, another talker over there. Let me now film my reaction to them doing their dance. Oh, this is good. Hey, if this so and so got that many likes, get me a million. And it was like, whatever. I don't know, man. I miss the good old days, the original grittiness, right? Like if we wanted to make a funny video, it was literally us going out and doing something that could have got us killed and saying, this is so and so and this is the blank event, this is Jackass. And it's just like that's what we did, yeah. Right? We just clarified everything with and this is Jack or welcome to Jackass, this is Chris. And I'm about to have eggs and potatoes launched at my bare anus, like, and that's just what it is. That was the early 2000s, late 90s equivalent of TikTok.
Yeah, I read an article the other day. They were just going through like the top TikTok people, whatever, and there was like this chick, and it was like it showed a couple like screenshots of her stuff, and literally she didn't do anything. She just stood there.
Yeah,
I don't know what her name is, like pigtails, like Asian-esque looking girl, and she literally just like a song played, and she kind of moved to it, and it went away. And then she got like, it was like fucking 18 million views.
Yeah, I think there might be a skewed kind of graphic out there for if you happen to be a lady, maybe you don't necessarily have to have the most, you can, right? I'm not saying that there aren't women on TikTok that don't have highly creative concepts. I'm just saying if you wanted to put out the bare minimum, I think it's also a TikTok, you know, kind of meme itself of just like, if I shake my tits, will this get more likes than all the rest of my stuff? And the answer is yes. Usually those end up with like a million likes, while the rest of their stuff ended up with like 100 likes. But now if you're a guy with a really caked up backside, apparently that's the way to go. Because there's some dude that has like balloons hidden in his sweatpants. Not in the front, but in the back, which, you know, whatever. Again, Hank Hill butt. I'm just kind of jealous. But like he's gotten so much, and all it is like he's literally TikTok famous for having a big old booty, which is great, right? Like in my day, I don't think a man could have gotten that kind of reaction for having a big old caboose. But nowadays, children like the caboose; they appreciate the caboose. butts are in.
A lot of power. A lot of power comes from the back end, man.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know when our generation like keeps changing. Like, I understand MySpace was a fad, and then Facebook was super big, and then the Twitter and the Instagram. I mean, I got off Facebook last year just because of all the drama, Discord in the world. Like TikTok's over, and it's literally like everybody, like young people, like economic range, everybody's on fucking.
Dude, it's weird how much, like, how wide of array of content there is on TikTok. Like, I can scroll, and through my quick, like, five flicks, I'll hit conspiracy talk, food-making talk, obligatory women shaking their bodies, actual dance, and then like a funny one. Like that is pretty much the stream of any 5 TikToks I scroll through. I'm gonna get that, which I guess is shows kind of I guess what I land on. Conspiracy TikTok is kind of my jam right now. There is some wildly dumb stuff out there. But sorry if you believe some of this stuff, like that, you know, the Sumerian gods are back in the Middle East and like they've been here and our DNA's. If you believe that, that's cool. Hey, live your life. I want to believe that, right? I want to be a Ghostbuster. I want Sam and Dean Winchester's life to be reality. I want salt to be more effective than what I feel like it truly is. Like, sure, like if demons and angels and stuff like that could exist, that makes my life a lot more enjoyable because that means I could fight them, right? I could become a hero. Just some of this stuff is just like, I don't know. I get down some weird rabbit holes on TikTok. Whether it's like the scary stuff, it's like this guy, like, here's ghost in this videotape. I'm like, oh, that is kind of creepy. or the conspiracy stuff. There's one that's like, here's this cult. I'm like, ooh, a cult. All right, let's see. I'm very curious.
Yeah, I get down with the cults. I get down with a lot of the conspiracy stuff. Super crazy conspiracies. Maybe not the angel and demons that are like in the Middle East, like rearing up for the new world or whatever.
Yep.
I do have some crazy conspiracies about COVID though that I haven't heard yet, and I have yet to say them like on a media platform because I don't want to be killed by the Clintons.
That's fair.
But I honestly,
well,
I,
Ricky,
I can
well,
say without
well,
a doubt,
Ricky, I guess we're gonna have to give you a little sweet loving.
go ahead.
So my opinion, I think 2024 we will have news of what COVID really was.
Probably.
I think 2023 election, like, I think is the election hits.
Well, 2023 is when Dr. Fauci and his many ouchies said that, oh, this will all be cleared up by then, I think, if everyone does or doesn't do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, right, you know, whatever. I think 2024, we will get a weird revolution about what actually happened, what it was. I think it's they're going to come out and say that it was actually America who started it or built it.
Mark me down
right now.
Mark it. Mark
the 21st.
Mark the tape.
Nope, this 22nd, is, September.
This
mark
is
it.
September. I'm recording this for posterity if I've been snuffed out by the Clintons. This is September 22nd, 2021. My name is Chris, and his name is Rick. And we didn't mean to tell the truth, it just went out of it! Listen, I think if you're going to make a conspiracy, the easiest, the best, and the most effective way to do it is blur the line between something that's actually out there and something that, you know, kind of sounds a bit off if you, like, thought about it too much. But in, like, your immediate reaction, it's just like, oh, actually, I can't disprove that, so maybe. But like the biblical demons are popping out of a dimension in the desert. Like that one, you went a bit too far, a bit too fast. You have to build up to that, right? That's you know, that's spitting in my mouth when we just met. Like let's ease our way into that.
So here's my original idea for the conspiracy theory.
Gotcha.
Of all conspiracy theories of COVID.
Okay.
So you watch these movies, right? And everyone says, like, you know, we have to change back the clocks to prevent global warming and all this, like, global catastrophe, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. What if these, like, big powers to be, all the governments or whatever, or some agency, finally came out and said, hey, you know what, like, all the shit talking aside, like, if we don't stop, all the bees are dead or something's going to happen. Uh-huh. And then we release a, you know, 99% curable or COVID that wipes out a very small portion of the population. And we do it just to put the fear in us. And now, guess what? Like, nobody's driving on the roads. Nobody's traveling. Airplanes are grounded. Like, all of our fossil fuels are just being saved. And we, you know, basically everyone went on lockdown for a year now plus. I mean, I don't know what it was like in the South. I know some states were a lot different. Like,
except for deep in the heart of Texas.
Texas. Yeah, so up here it was like a ghost town. Like a drive for me, what normally takes like 45 minutes to an hour was taking me like 15 minutes because zero traffic and everyone from home. And then like we saw it, like everyone was posting on the news, like, oh, look at the lions on the beach and look at all this vegetation taking over these roadways and wherever. Like maybe what if like comes out later on that like maybe the government did kill your grandparents because they needed to save all the rest of us because the bees were dying.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I definitely think that going into quarantine showed that if we just stop being the way we are, the planet does heal a little bit. Right. but I also like, man, if there is something out there, I'm going to go ahead and say this. It's not any government. Because the governments can't even keep the interstate from being a fucking pothole nightmare mess. Like, so, like, if it is something, it's someone like those Koch brothers and like, the people that have money and, like, the background. They're the ones doing this. But, like, at the same time, I also just want to picture my billionaires as being, like, this... Like, Bill Gates, like, was banging his girlfriend on the side and, like, just being a little creepy nerd the entire time. Like, all right, that, okay... Cool. I just imagine all these billionaires are just doing Eyed Wide Shut parties, and like, do they mess with poor people? Of course. And the scope of poor people when you're a billionaire is everyone else that isn't a billionaire. So like, yeah, do I think that there's like some kind of weird, like every now and then, like rich play of like, let's tell them that they should drink 2% milk because it's healthier, but not tell them that they're drinking juices from a cow's tit. Like, it's just less. But they should drink watery juice from a cow's tit instead of pure juice from a cow's tit. Like, milk in itself is weird. How we've embraced it is just an abomination anyways. That's another one that I think could upset me a little bit. I love milk. I like chocolate milk. But, like, the reality is this. Like, someone had to sit down one day and suck on a teat of a cow and be like, we should all do this. And everyone's like, well... I guess we should. Like, I guess we will.